were living through a rapidly changing world 20 years ago, 25 years ago, if you think of mobile phones and computers then to what they are today. If you think of credit, we were moving from a relationship-based banking model through to to what we have today, which is a computer-based risk model credit scoring system, okay, which says yes or no based on whatever information the system has to make its decision. And, you know, in between the move from one to the other were huge opportunities to exploit the system. And I spent most of my 20s exploiting the system. Friendships, again, were come and go. I met very few people who, in my 20s, you know, less than five people that I've retained as friends today, because I would just be in one place. And if things got too difficult, I'm okay to just move and go somewhere else and just do the whole process again. So I would say in my early 20s, I still had this idea that I could and I was chasing a big win. But again, even in my early 20s, I started to realize I had a problem. I was losing, going through huge amounts of money. But the problem was there was more available. You know, I was never short of money in my 20s. There was just no limit to what I could borrow. The point really that maybe should be brought out here is just how devious a gambler becomes, is that they just look for any ways to get the money. I essentially probably defrauded banks, accept that. Other people will go into houses and steal people's property and sell it, or they'll sell drugs, or they'll do whatever it is that they do to fund their money. There's a social cost to gambling. And I don't know how you quantify that. And I don't think anybody is quantifying it, really, because it's a very, very intangible piece of data. The gambling progressed in my mid-20s from being just on the slot machines. It went on to being, well, firstly, it was internet gambling, which was just starting to come in. Internet gambling then became very, very much a huge part of my life. I cannot tell you exactly how much money I've wasted on gambling over the years. I estimate it to be really far in excess of £1 million.